AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 930 on a Thursday morning means it's an opportunity for me to welcome in Brad Dundress from Dundress Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change and the low price tire guarantee. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Things are starting to transition back to what I'll say we're used to in January, February. It's, yep. The lows will still be a little chilly, but 47-ish today, lower 50s tomorrow, lower 60s for Saturday, and maybe even upper 60s or close to 70 on Sunday.
It's a roller coaster this time of year.
It is.
It seems like it's kind of headed up. It's a beautiful morning this morning.
It is a great day in the neighborhood, that's for sure, yeah. What's going on at the dealership?
Oh, we've got a lot going on. I was away last week at NADA, the big dealer convention, meeting with the manufacturers, and got a lot of great stuff. Saw some new product, got word about all the new stuff that's coming out. We've got all kinds of great product coming from Ford and Toyota. We just got our first Ranger yesterday at the dealership. It was a sold unit, so it's already down the road. But
good for the new owner. The rest of us is kind of like, gee, we didn't even get to look at it.
No, but you can see pictures on Facebook. I know. Go to our Facebook page, and you can see some pictures of that. We finally also got the Lincoln Nautilus in stock. We've got a couple of those on the ground right now.
You've been previewing that for a few weeks.
We've been anticipating it, let's say. They've been kind of elusive and getting here, the very first ones, but they finally have arrived, and they're starting to get out there in inventory a little bit more. And
have you driven one yet?
I have not really spent any time in one. I did a couple years ago, or about a year ago, at the Lincoln National Dealer Meeting. It was probably 6 months ago at this point. It wasn't that long, but I did drive one a little bit then, and it was it's an impressive vehicle. You're going to love the interior. The rage on the Lincoln side at the meeting was all about Aviator, which is coming later this year. Mm-hmm. We've got a brand new Explorer, and then the Lincoln Aviator following that in probably the third and fourth quarter of the year. And that's going to be a mid-size SUV class vehicle, third row class Lincoln. We haven't had one in that space for a while. It is going to have, we're going to have a full electric version of it, hybrids, all kinds of great drivetrain selection and a really stunning interior. I think that's the thing with Nautilus and when the Aviator gets here, you'll really love is the styling and interior on these vehicles is just outstanding. It's really really great. They've made great strides in that.
Well, of course, Ford Motor Company, of course, owner of Lincoln brand, but the drivetrain on that, the engine plant, that's really got a good size get up and go, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I think that what they're saying on the Aviator is it'll be the fastest SUV that Ford's ever built. We know Mustang out now we've got the fastest Mustangs ever built. I think that, that was kind of a theme at the meeting. We do talk about it all the time, whether, drivetrains and cars are changing, electrification and different types of vehicles are on the forefront. But, there's really not that much demand for in the overall market for that right now. And talking to the manufacturers, I think that what they anticipate is just a lot of continued improvements in the gasoline engine. I think Toyota hinted at the next Tundra having a gasoline engine that would have the power and fuel economy and torque of a diesel or better out of a gasoline engine. And so they're squeezing more and more performance out of the gasoline engines. They'll get more fuel economy by combining that with hybrids and plug-in hybrids. You're going to have a lot of different choices in how you power your vehicle over the next few years.
Well, certainly, I don't know whether it will pass, but one of the bills that was introduced for the state legislature that convenes next week is a move to increase the speed limit on the tollways from 75 to 80. So that means we'll probably actually drive 85. But opportunity to test out that newest, fastest vehicle.
There you go.
I think most people are already driving 80. They might as well just change it to that.
Well, I not so much here, but when I was traveling east of a year or two ago, I realized that that sign on the road, they seem to think it's a suggestion. I thought the Ohio Highway Patrol could have done a much better of getting, okay, I'm driving the speed limit, why aren't the rest of them?
We are blessed in Bartlesville to not have traffic like that, where you feel like you have to drive like that. I mean, certainly when you go to the big cities, this convention was out in San Francisco, and boy, they're all packed together. And nobody's going very fast there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's for sure. So that's the new word from Lincoln. And,
yeah, and great stuff from Ford, too. I mean, we didn't hit on that completely, but Ranger was the big talk right now. And then with Explorer coming and then Bronco right around the corner, mm-hmm. a lot of anticipation on the new Bronco. That won't be until the 2020 model year. We don't have information on it yet. I get asked almost every day about powertrains or what the it's going to do. And, you know, you can get a lot of good information out there on the internet. There's lots of rumors. I'm sure there will be performance versions of the Bronco and full. It's going to be great. It's going to be a real Bronco, a Bronco heritage vehicle. I hear bigger than the Bronco 2. But not as quite as big as the full-size Bronco back in the day, mm-hmm. But a really off-road DNA vehicle like the true Bronco was back in the day. So I think it'll be very true to that. We're really excited about that. Toyota has a bunch of stuff coming too. I don't know if people have heard it. I know they've heard about Supra, but mm-hmm. we've got some cool stuff with a new Corolla, an all-new Corolla coming this spring. While some manufacturers are getting out of the car business, Toyota continues to invest in cars, and they're going to have for the first time ever a hybrid Corolla.
Okay,
it'll get over 50 miles to the gallon, and it's the best-selling car in the world. I think it's going to be a real hit. I love the Corolla. It's a really great car to drive. It's fun. It's more flexible than you'd expect when you get in it. My son is 6'6", and he drives one.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah, and it's a great, efficient car, very safe, has safety sense standard, mm-hmm. right down to the bottom trim levels. And that just means that it helps you stay in the lanes and avoid pedestrians. You've got a cross-traffic alert for simple. Safety systems, but really can help you avoid expense from repairs on vehicles and,
sure.
and potential injuries. We've also got TRD versions of the Camry and Avalon that'll be coming. Those will be mostly for special order, but really exciting.
And for those that don't know this car terminology,
into that speed on the turnpike, those would be another option for you.
what is TRD?
Toyota Racing Division.
Okay,
so it's like the Ford performance team that puts together the Raptor and mm-hmm. the GT350 and such. This is Toyota's version of that. So you'll see the same people that do the Toyota NASCAR cars.
Right.
That's that engineering team. Perhaps the most exciting stuff that was just hinted at and we saw kind of vague pictures of was the all-new Highlander, which will be coming out next winter. Should probably get better word on that in September at our big dealer meeting, but about a year from now, we'll have a new Highlander, and it should be a real winner, too, for us.
Okay. So.
Yeah, Mark, you like Highlanders,
I do.
Don't
That's right,
you?
Yeah.
I know that. And Prius, our good friend Mark Haskell's here today, wears many hats in Bartlesville, but today I've got you in here to talk about Westside Community Center, and I want to introduce Sharon Reese, who's the new executive director out at Westside. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
So you guys have a big weekend coming up. This is the 17th annual, if I'm correct,
Jazz. Yes.
And it's February 2nd out at Hillcrest Country Club. Got Grady Nichols and Mary Kogan. It's a great event. I've been to many times. But tell us about what you have planned for this weekend.
Well, this is going to be my first one, so I'm going to let Mike tell you about all the exciting things that's going to happen. But I could truly say that it is a party for a purpose.
That's right.
Yeah, so we, every year we have a similar format.
Right.
Where we start with a little bit of a social hour to let people get there and mingle and see their friends, catch up. Then we do a buffet. This year we have a really a good selection. We've got
food.
A prime rib carving station mm-hmm. and I think chicken carbonero and some fried chicken, and then we're bringing back our mashed potato bar and got some grilled veggies, just to name a few things on the buffet this year. So I'm already getting hungry for that.
You're making me hungry, Mark.
Excuse me. We then move into our a program where people can learn more about what's going on at the community
right.
center. This year we're going to feature some of our alumni from the We Prosper program.
I love that.
That are now out in the community working They're now adults and working and raising children, and they're going to come back and be advocates and talk about their experience.
Excellent.
And then that we'll do our prize drawing, and then by about somewhere between 8:15 and 8:30,
the party gets started,
and the dance floor is full from then till about 11.
And the prize drawing is kind of unique. I mean, it's not, yeah. You guys don't have a big auction where you do big to do.
That's right. We decided to spend less time beating on people for money and more time on the dance floor. So we raised the ticket prices by $25 from $75 to $100. And then you get one ticket with your entrance to the event. And then you can buy more if you want. And we always have an array of technology.
Right, there's great prizes.
This year we have a $500 gift card for the Apple Store. We've got some Beats, wireless headphones. We've got some AirPods. We've got a Yeti.
So it's a technology theme.
We've got three pieces of art by local artists.
Okay, cool.
We've got a Yeti cooler bag and an espresso coffee maker and some jewelry and then an assortment of packages and things. So it's,
well, that's a good party, but and it sounds like a lot of fun. But it all goes to support Westside Community Center, which is going on every day. So
correct.
Let's talk about what goes on there every day, because it's an organization I know that does a lot of good work, but not everybody knows about.
Okay. So. At the Westside Community Center, we do offer three programs, and one of our primary programs is the CASH program. That is the Computer Assist Study Hall, and that's when about anywhere from 25 to 35 kids come daily from there. They come from Jane Phillips School, they come from Central, and they also come from Kane. And then we do meditation and exercise when they first get there. We do meditation on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then we do physical activities on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But all that jazz is one of the biggest fundraisers that we have, and they money also go toward our ReProsper program, which is a work life skill program that helped the kids work 100 hours in the summertime. We'll be knocking on doors for some of the bigger companies in town to employ at least 30 of our students.
These are internships where they go in and really work in a job and get an experience in a big corporate environment.
Correct.
Their salary is actually paid by the community center.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a no-cost.
Excellent.
Just, help students learn how to work.
Right.
That's a life skill we all need.
And we do appreciate the fundings coming from, once again, the All That Jazz. And then we partner up with United Way. And then we have another program that is called Peace for Warriors, where we actually go into the schools and teach 4th and 5th graders anti-bullying. That's been around for several years. And then the year that's coming forward for that program, we'll be introducing that to our kids that's actually coming to the Westside Community Center, because that was actually an external program that went into the schools. But hopefully we'll be able to let everyone get a test of what anti-bullying is, because it's not only in the schools, it's actually everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
And that program has now been in place for over 10 years.
Really?
And the school administrators have said they can notice there's a noticeable difference.
Mm-hmm.
And
so having an impact.
As the children move through the system, when they learn how to, address conflict in a peaceful way, that just the whole kind of tension in the system.
And I look at news reports and different things, as you build up the youngster, they're less likely, bullying probably going to go on as far as the offender's part of it,
right.
But they are a lot more resilient that it's not the problem to them that it could be.
Well, right. I think, it's about the person and the culture of the whole school and how they respond to that.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
And I'm sure that everyone knows Mr. Gerald Thompson. He's our face of Peace for Warriors now. We still do have Brad Johnson that's on board, so we're excited with that opportunity.
Excellent, and that's been going on for over 60 years out at the Westside Community Center, a big integral part of the Bartlesville community. And again, All That Jazz is coming up this Saturday night. Are there tickets left for the event?
There's only a couple left. We're getting close to being sold out.
Wow,
so,
that's exciting.
Yeah, so we're excited. We'll have a good crowd and good music, good food, and all.
No, we brushed on the music a little bit earlier, but this is a jazz theme, kind of a dance theme party. Grady Nichols and Mary Kogan are from Tulsa. I think, and they have been before, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. Grady Nichols was our first, back when it was at the community center, and there it was more of a concert. Uh-huh. Grady was the first performer. But when we moved to the country club, we changed it to more of a dance venue.
And Grady is a favorite around the area, but we associate him with the old All That Jazz event.
That's right. Yeah. And what he does is play his New Year's Eve set, so it's more of a dance set. So we get the quality of Grady and Mary's, her own vocals.
She's outstanding.
Done in a way that it's great for dancing.
Cool. Excellent. So, there's the raffle prize we mentioned, and more, a great time on the dance floor later in the evening. And it is $100. And if they want to get those last few remaining tickets, what do they need to do?
They can call the Westside Community Center, or they can call me.
Okay.
When we got to where we were within one or two of selling out, we shut down Eventbrite.
If you are interested, give them a call real quick, give them a call out at the community center.
Let's get that phone number out there, because otherwise there's no reason for people to have to Google.
The Westside Community Center phone number is 918-336-6760, and then Mark will give you his number.
I think most people have my number, it seems like.
I almost said that.
And that's a good thing, Mark. call if you want to go. I would say, pick up the phone and call
now. Pick up and call.
Yeah, and if you call the Westside Community Center and want to do a credit card over the phone, they'll give you my number and I'll take care of it.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Mark. That's great. It's good to see you again, and I wish you all the luck in your upcoming event. It sounds like a good time. And with everything going on out at the Westside Community Center, the kids every day. How many kids are you serving, you think, this spring or for winter and spring?
I know since I've been there in August, I think we've about tripled the number. I think statistically it's been about 10 to 12, and we, on a good day, will have anywhere from 35 to 40.
Oh, really?
So it's really, that's since August. So we could always use volunteers at the Westside Community Center.
Well, talk about that. What do volunteers do at the Westside
The volunteers help with tutoring, math, mm-hmm. English. They can also help in the arts and craft room. It had been a storage for many years, but we've got it up and running, have volunteers there. BAA, Boersville Art Association, donated several hundred dollars worth of art supplies to the West Side. So we have the computer room. We need volunteers in the computer room, volunteers in the kitchen, volunteers in the community room, volunteers in the rec room.
Yeah, they've had a big focus, a couple of years ago, Hans Schmoltz made a large donation to significantly improve the technology there. And so there's a computer room that's got really state-of-the-art equipment. Uh-huh. And they've worked with the school system to identify areas to focus on to support the students so they can be successful in the STEM field.
Correct. Okay, so it's connected with STEM.
So it's connected with STEM. Uh-huh. They work with the school on a lot of, just basic math skills, or you need those to do anything in the engineering, science, technology environment.
Right.
And then they're strengthening now the relationship with the art community, since that works the same side of the brain.
Right. Right.
And so there is a big focus on education and discipline and doing homework and learning life skills.
All that boring stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's not boring. It's great.
I said it for a reason, but
it's a great opportunity for the kids to be exposed to things and be supported in something, an environment, and get some extra time with a tutor who maybe can help them get down that path a little bit more.
And one of the tutors is one of the teachers from Jane Phillips is a tutor, and then Dr. Taylor, a retired doctor, he's our tutor, and then Talicia Ross is also one of our tutors that specifically tutor algebra to start them to be able to get into some of the STEM classes at the junior high school level. Yeah.
Excellent. And some people may not know where Westside Community Center is, even. I mean, where are you located?
Westside Community Center is at 501 South Busey, and it's Busey. And then between us is the Douglas Park, and then on the other side of us is Agape. Mm-hmm. So we're right there at 501 South Busey.
Excellent. Well, once again, thank you guys for coming in, and I wish you all kinds of luck with your event coming up. And hopefully those last couple tickets will sell. I'm sure they probably already have.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your time coming in, and like I said, good luck with the event. Thank you.
It's a fun event, and if you have been, you know that you need to go again.
Yeah, no, that's right. So go on down there to Hillcrest Country Club Saturday night and see Grady Nichols and Mary Kogan at All That Jazz, benefiting Westside Community Center. Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I know you got to go ready for your party, so we'll let you go.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. And again, if you are interested in those last ticket or two, give them a call at the Westside Community Center, and unless someone has already called and got them, they could be yours.
That's right. So anyway, back to this time of year is always a big time for used cars, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a time of year where people, the market kind of dips, and there's a great deals out there. We've been through the year-end closing period. There's a lot of vehicles were traded in. It's almost tax return time. With a slowdown in the government closing might delay that a little bit, but eventually your tax returns will come in, and that's a great season for used cars. I want to remind everybody that at Dungis, most of our cars come with, our used cars come with a two-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. That's a nationwide warranty that's good in any dealership and ASE-certified shop around the country. Our new cars come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and those come at no additional cost to you. And then we also feature our Lincoln, Ford, and Toyota certified vehicles. These are manufacturer certified vehicles. These are just a step ahead of the other certified vehicles that we have. These come with a lot of times an even richer warranty.
Covers more things
longer period, and those vary between the manufacturer. So we can explain that to you either on the website or on the phone, or come on in and check it out. Another thing you might want to take advantage of is our trade value tool. We've got a great tool on our website that'll help you get started on evaluating your trade. It'll give you a sense of what your vehicle is actually worth, and then we can do a complete evaluation of it and give you a real offer for that. I'd love to buy your vehicle, or if you're helping, if you just want to sell it, or if you're looking to trade, that's certainly something we'd help you out with too.
Okay, so that's a great deal, and of course you always get a great deal at Dungis because of the Dungis discount that is just part of what you build into the price of every car.
That's right, and you get the Q certified warranties we were talking about, and the $9.95 oil change, which is a great value. If people haven't experienced that, for $9.95 you get up to 5 quarts of semi-synthetic oil. It's mobile OEM oil, same stuff that Ford and Toyota recommend. Mm-hmm. Virtually all manufacturers have about the same oil on that stuff. We've got full synthetics and diesel oil discounts also. We've got our great meet the best price on tires, either meet or beat any price on tires in the market. Our Tires for Life program is available, where you pay once and you can get tires again just whenever you need them. At 3:30 seconds, they're replaced at no additional cost to you.
That's a great, I mean, it's a confidence builder right away, that you know that once you've enrolled in that, and that you've got certain stipulations like, rotate the tires, do normal tire maintenance.
Yeah, you have to do your maintenance, but it's what we see is that really it makes you safer on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Doing the regular maintenance, rotating the tires is really all we're talking about, making sure it's done about every 5,000 miles. It does make the tires last a little bit longer, but it just makes sure that everything's together. That way we're able to inspect the vehicle every few months, make sure we're topping off all the fluids. It's done at no cost to you once you're part of the program. You don't mm-hmm. have to pay for your rotates. We will ask you to do an alignment once a year so that we make sure they're going straight and true.
And again, that's right out of the owner's manual. It's not mm-hmm. something that you've dreamed up to.
No, that's right. Yeah. It's all built around your regular maintenance that you need to do. And that's really why we've done the $9.95 oil change. We know that's the thing you need most often, it seems like, with your vehicle. And so we want to make that as affordable as possible. We've got great deals throughout everything we do, from brakes and batteries to car details and all kinds of stuff. If you want to come check that out, you can do that on our website at dungischoice.com, or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
And
we're there to help you.
With or without an appointment.
That's right. On the service now, you can go right online. You actually can schedule an appointment. It's coordinated with our appointment system that the sales service advisors use. So you go right online, you find your vehicle, or if you're new, you can put in your information. You can go right into our scheduling system and pick out your slot and pick the service that you want. There are some types of services that we're going to ask you to go ahead and give us a call because we want to make sure that we've got everything set for you and that you can get parts and do the legwork before you arrive rather than after. So we don't inconvenience you.
Absolutely. You built it around getting the customer the best possible service at any time. And, of course, if you come in without an appointment, you're dealing with the circumstances that exist whenever you pull up.
That's right. And it's, try to make it as convenient as possible. And the appointments are really a great way to make sure that we're ready when you come in.
So, yeah. Like you mentioned the low price tire guarantee. So you do invite people to do some tire shopping and see what's out there.
Yeah, you can. We've got incentives and rebates and all kinds of stuff just like the tire shops. We work with the manufacturers. We buy our tires through Toyota and Ford. From the biggest manufacturers of tires there are. We have multiple brands. We're not a dealer for any specific brand, but we do have the OEM quality tires as well as aftermarket tires and wheels, all kinds of different things, and we specialize in those. And you've really built our business in tires over the last few years.
You also mentioned a low-price battery guarantee, and I think in weather like what we've had, certainly not like what they're having in colder climates, but, that's when
it's still stressful. I mean, it was 15 degrees this morning or so, and it'll be 50 a day or so, and, it's just those kind of extremes are going to put stress on your battery. There's no way around it when it gets really cold and then warms up and then cold again, and so that's going to stress it. And when you bring your vehicle in for an oil change, we'll test the battery. We can predict amperage failure just by seeing where it is on the auto tester. And so that may be something you want to do if you have a question about your battery. You sure don't want to go out there one cold morning and find that it doesn't work. So let's check that out before that happens.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's nothing worse than getting out to the car and it not doing anything but click at you. It's just it's frustrating.
That's right. It is something to avoid. Because then you got to shuffle and get somebody out there to replace it or get it jumped, and often that isn't going to hold for very long.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking about the different vehicles that are either on the inventory or coming in soon. Again, you keep it. Again, you can't have every model with every option of every color.
Well, that's true, Charlie. There's so many different models out there right now, and trim levels. I think there's over 15 million different buildable types of F-150, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We are different models. We have over 25 different models just in our brands. And then of those models, there's dozens in each one of different trim levels and option combinations, colors, fabrics, all kinds of different things, wheels. There might be four or five wheels on each one. So it does get complicated, but truthfully, you can get out there online. You can get right to the detail of what each vehicle has and pretty easily narrow down your search. It's pretty simple, really, that way.
Yeah.
Especially if you're dealing with the actual inventory on the ground. If you're out there building cars and some of the option packages might not be readily available, but normally we can find it. But we do it all day. We go all over the country to get vehicles. I think one of the Nautiluses we've sold this week, we had to go to Georgia to get, or somewhere like that.
Wow.
It was amazing. But we go to great lengths to get a vehicle for our customers.
Well, and that's what I think the bottom line that your grandfather set early on was, customer service.
Well, it is a really important part of our business. We sure can't do it without our customers. It's been a great time over through all these decades.
Yeah, it sure is. The service crew, you invest in their training constantly. Make sure that they are updated on the latest procedures, the latest way to do it.
It's amazing what the technology coming at them. We talked a little bit about what's going on in the cars, but they're faced with a lot of new stuff coming at them. All the cars are computer driven. They've got modems that connect you to the cloud now. I think you know, we're going to see that all coming together pretty soon. So the tech's role is really has changed. You're right. They're more than just mechanics. They're not really mechanics. They're real almost doctors on vehicles.
Absolutely. And I don't want to leave out the state-of-the-art collision center that you built a few years ago and the great crew that mans that and
puts it
back just the way it was when we took it off
they
the showroom
floor. They really are a great team, and there are lots of great experience out there, and they take care of you. They work with all insurance carriers, and have a great program out there. And come check that out if you ever need a body shop.
Okay. We will buy your car. Check that out as well.
That's right. You can go online and check that out at dungeonschoice.com, or come on down to the dealership, and we'll be happy to give you a cash offer for your vehicle.
All right. Brad, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Your support of organizations like Westside Community Center. News on the way next. Check out the entire selection from Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota at dungeonschoice.com.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KW.